In the State House, there was enough concern about the bill passed during the regular legislative session, it was never even brought up for a vote in this week's special session to consider the governor's vetoes. This was one that got Jay Nixon's red stamp. It would have set aside public notification by sex offender websites of nearly 900 people who were underage when they committed sex offenses. Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker had joined Governor Nixon's view on the veto as far back as 3 weeks before the legislature met to reconsider.
This bill came together in the last hours of session. So I don't know that there was any real consultation. Certainly, I can't imagine that a prosecutor would have, any prosecutor, no matter where you come from, would think this is a good idea.
Legislators who initially supported the bill had said people who committed crimes under age 18 should have a second chance for a private life. With sustained veto, the measure's dead. Dan Verbeck, KCUR News.